Blog Talk Radio.
This is not a time to get distracted. And this is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you'll later regret. Wishing you
Lunsford, and I would like to thank you for joining me tonight. The purpose of Eloquently Speaking is to share the gospel of Christ in a creative and inspirational way using poetry, music, and inspirational messages of hope to bring community awareness to a wide range of topics from a biblical perspective. And tonight, I have a very special guest, and he is going to share a message with us tonight. He's going to provide information and instructions on how to write a book. Now, the song that we opened up with is called Your Destiny, and Kevin Lamar is the author of that song, and I pray that you was blessed while you listen to the lyrics, because this is not the time to be distracted. Many of you, God has called you to write a book for him. Maybe you started and you stopped and you don't know how to finish. You don't know what to do. Well, the purpose of this interview is to provide information to you to help you go to that next level. So pay attention, grab your pencils and your paper so you could take notes. But at this time, I would like to introduce Apostle Bernard Bolton. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Stacey?
I am doing well. I'm excited about for joining us to talk about what you do. And the theme for today is it's time to write your book and make Coach Bernard your book writing coach today. So I'm just going to turn the mic over to you and let's just open up. What is a writing coach?
Thank you for having me on, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you giving me this opportunity and to everyone in your audience, and I'm hopeful that some of the people in our ministry and who follow us on social media has also joined us tonight. I've been a coach now for 5 years. Actually, in 2015, I took a marketing course with a prophetic lady, a prophet named Donna Partow, and I learned from her how to take my courses, how to coach people by creating courses, how to take my books and turn them into courses, and from there, actually in the midst of that course, the Lord spoke to me and said that I'm going to use you to bring my people into creative awakenings. And so we started a website actually using that name, Creative Awakening. And so we just started coaching people using, turning our books into courses, into coaching programs, and really going forward from there. I had a lot of success at the beginning, and so I've just had a privilege of coaching and mentoring people. And so in 2019, because I never create a course unless I first heard from the Lord. So I'm not trying to create courses from my own intellect. And so
right.
In 2019, the Lord says, I want you to create a book writing course. And he says I have many writers. And pretty much what you said at the beginning is what I heard the Lord say. I have many writers. They don't know how to write. They don't have the encouragement to write. They don't have the practical tools. And the Lord says, I want you to do that. And so we created the course, and we had a record number of writers join us in that course. And from there, The Lord says, I want you to use this program to help my people, to help my scribes, to help my prophetic writers to write their books. And so we've been pretty much doing this now since 2019. So we're in our second year, and and I don't know the exact count, but we've had several persons. We've actually coached people through the writing process, and then we've had other writers to purchase the online course, and they went through the course, followed the guidelines that I've created in the course, and they've gone on to write books as well. And so it's been a lot of fun, and it's just great to see how people are, you know, creating published works.
So I want to ask the word writer, and then you mentioned the word scribe. A lot of people don't know what a scribe is. So could you elaborate on that? And is there a difference with being a scribe and a writer?
Yes, there is. There is. And thank you. In 2011, I met Apostle Teresa Harvard Johnson. And in 2012, I enrolled in her School of the Scribe. It was a 12-week course that taught the scribal anointing. What is a scribe? What is the office of the scribe? What dimensions do scribes operate in? And it was life changing. It actually, when I look over my life, I say I tell people that the first part of my life, part one, was from my birth until 2012. And then the second half of my life started in 2012 when I went through the School of the Scribe. Scribe is actually if I get the definition wrong, my Apostle Teresa may be listening, but a scribe is actually a protector of the word, a teacher of the word, and they administrate their office either creatively, administratively, or instructionally. Okay. Now in the scriptures, and a lot of people still have a religious understanding of what a scribe is, and so they look at the scribes in the New Covenant or the New Testament. And they see how the scribes was part of the group that crucified Jesus. And so a lot of people, they write scribes off, they curse scribes, and they have that limited understanding of what a scribe is. But actually, the scribe starts in the Old Covenant. Okay, so when God gave the law to Moses and he formed the nation of Israel, in Numbers 11, there were 70 elders that made up the government of Israel. And one section of those 70, about one-third of the 70, were scribes. So throughout the Bible, we have seen scribes operate as treasurers, teachers, scholars. Some scribes were military commanders who kept the records. And so when we get to the New Testament, we actually see the scribes as a political party similar to the Pharisees and Sadducees. But then Jesus Christ, and this is the revelation that the Lord gave to Apostle Teresa, and she's been carrying that and building a scribal nation for 20 years now. This was actually, next week we were supposed to be celebrating in the 20th year, but because of the coronavirus, the events had to be moved to next year. But in Matthew 13:52, Jesus says, I'm not going to try to quote it, I could, but in Matthew 13:52, okay, Jesus says, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old, okay? So then when we get to the when we get into the new covenant, which starts at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and on the day of Pentecost, the present day scribe, which many are walking out that call, they're walking out that identity as a scribe, the call, the office of a scribe. But they are prophetic in the sense that Holy Spirit has come upon us, and we now prophesy. So we're not like the old covenant scribes, who were men, who were trained, who actually copied the law and then instructed the people with the law. But we're actually prophetic scribes in that we operate in the administration of Holy Spirit, and we operate with the revelation that he gives. Now, one of the probably the largest misconception about scribes is that scribes are only writers, and that is not correct. The scribal office or the scribal gift, it encompasses a lot of different It encompasses a lot of different duties and functions and occupations. Okay, so I talked about the scribe operating in the three realms or the three dimensions, which is creative. We have creative scribes, we have administrative scribes, and we have instructional scribes. Now, a creative scribe is actually a person who creates. They're just not writers, but they create in a flow of the Holy Spirit, and they might write parables, what the world called novels, but they also might create plays and movies. They might demonstrate what the world calls acting. It's actually a demonstration of a prophetic role or prophetic gift. They can be poets, okay? And then an instructional scribe is one who teaches. And so in Ephesians 4, where it says Jesus himself gave teachers, the actual teacher in today's church, in today's congregation, is a scribe, because the scribe is one who teaches the word of God, okay? And so then we have the administrative scribe, who is a person who is gifted in the creation of manuals, in instructions. They can write grants. They might be involved in government, nonprofit. One of our teachers, who went through because the 12-week program that I talked about earlier, and I'm kind of scattered, but the 12-week program was actually a certificate to teach program. So after we came through the 12 weeks, we were certified to teach the scribal anointing in apostolic alignment with Apostle Teresa. And so one of our instructors, she is highly gifted in grant writing and writing proposals for administrations and offices and businesses and as such. So so I actually have I'm getting up, but there's several books that Apostle Teresa has written she actually has a series called The Foundation of the Scribal Anointing, and I want to recommend that to you, but But she, but in one of the books, she talks about graphic design. In another book, she talks about writing. And then we have the scribal anointing, which pretty much covers, it doesn't cover everything in the scribal anointing because the scribal anointing continues to unfold. So as I've been walking with Apostle Teresa for 8 years, I've watched how the revelation that she's been walking in has expanded and how the Lord is giving her more. I mean, right now, she's writing a book for a course that she'll be teaching. So the scribe, I know I've talked a lot, but again,
it's
the
okay.
Scribe is simply, yeah, the scribe is a teacher of the word and a protector of the word who administrates that gift through several different administrations.
Thank you very much. And please don't apologize. Don't like just be yourself because you're releasing a lot of information. And before we go any further, could you please say the name, the titles of those three books again?
The one is The Scribal Anointing, Scribes Instructed in the Kingdom of Heaven. And that's the original, that's the original book that Apostle Teresa wrote on the scribal anointing. And the others that I mentioned is Writing and the Prophetic. And then the third one that I mentioned is Graphic Design and the Prophetic.
Okay.
And if
I'm not
mistaken, she may have as many as 40 books. That might be an exaggeration, but you just she has a scribal bookstore. It's called the Scribal Arsenal. You can Google that, and I believe that probably carries all of her published works along with the classes, the courses that she teaches.
Okay. And thank you so much for providing that information. Would you like to provide her contact information? And then how could someone sign up for the course, the 12-week course that she offers?
Well, all I can – I don't have her website in front of me,
okay.
But you can just Google the scribal anointing, and it will take you – she's got several websites, and I don't even know when she's offering that again, but I think she offers it online. It may actually be an online course or a self-study course, but if you just Google the scribal anointing, that will take you to her website.
Okay. And we're just going to take a quick break. For those of joining us, Apostle Bolton just provided some information that I want to take the time to release it to you so that you can reach out to Apostle Teresa Harbert Johnson is her full name, and the website is thescribalanointing.com, thescribalanointing.com. And if you do reach out to her, please make sure you mention Apostle Bernard Bolton and where you heard about her ministry. Now, Apostle, I'm so excited about the information that you just shared. But you got excited when I asked you to explain the difference between the two. So what caused you to get excited?
I get excited really because that the revelation still stirs me. It stirs my spirit, and then knowing the impact that it has had on my life, and I've seen the impact that it has had on the lives of so many other persons, and so that's probably what gets me excited. And it's funny that you would even mention that because I'm not a person, I'm not an emotional, I mean, we're all emotional, but I don't get emotional like that. I'm not easily emotional. But I have, and let me, one of my sisters in the Lord is telling me that the website that you want to go to is thescribalanointing.com. Is that what you
okay.
Because I know you announced it, but it's
thescribalanointing.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And thescribalanointing.com, and then you could get her books also on Amazon. So it's a bunch of links, but just Google Apostle Teresa Harvard Johnson, and you will definitely connect with all of her links on social media. And if you are listening to this broadcast and you have a question or a comment for Apostle Bolton, please press 1. And we will allow you to grace the mic and present your questions. And if you are listening via the internet, please take the time to put your comments or questions in the comment section, and we will definitely respond to you. Now, Apostle, I got excited when you got excited because being a scribe is a wonderful gift. And I believe that the information that you just released is going to cause somebody else to get excited, because many people have the gift but don't understand what the gift is. And they just say, I'm a writer. And many people don't realize that writing, poetry, like even when you just said graphics, I'm like, huh? Because I do graphics.
Okay.
But, you know, it's part of the prophetic gift. And a lot of, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So I know this is just your first interview, but it's so much that we have shared already. So I would like to invite you to come back so we could do like a part two and probably just, you know, break things up in, with different areas to cover, because it's just too much to cover tonight. And I do want to get into your coaching and your mentoring program, but I want to ask you to just elaborate on the administrative part of the scribe for a moment. And did you have any when did you realize that you wrote administratively?
Well, that's really not the. I mean, I can be administrative, but that's really not the gift. I flow more in the creative than the instruction.
Okay.
Administrative for me, it's a necessity. But it's not a joy. So one of the things that we teach in the School of the Scribe is that discovering your gift or discovering your flow will be connected to your zeal. Okay, you'll have the zeal of the Lord. So whereas an administrative scribe, I mean they love doing administrative things, writing manuals, writing policies, writing grants. They love, you know, organizing, putting projects together. They have that kind of a brain that's wired to think in terms of 1 through 10. And they are, I mean, they're creating and they're facilitating, they're organizing in that administrative gift. So that's not, for me, that's boring, and it's like I said, it's a necessity. Now I have to do a lot of administrative stuff because of my business, along with the ministry. But that's really not my gift. I'm more of a creative, instructional scribe.
Thank you for breaking. You use the word creatives a lot. And I love it. And one of, eloquently speaking is my name because I write, I do poetry and spoken word. But I say that I have been creatively created by the Creator to write inspirational messages of hope. And that's like my message. But once I met you in the creative awakening, but you say the creative, you know, I was just tickled. Because God loves to release expressions through us. So I want you to talk about that and share why that is so important to you, how you incorporate it with your coaching program, and then all of, I'm saying so much just like you because I'm so excited, but a lot of creative writers, they write well and they're very creative, but again, they don't realize the depth of the gift that they have. And I want to make sure that we provide enough information where they can reach out to you and just learn about your coaching program.
Okay. Well, again, the creative identity is so, I mean, it's so much a part of who I am. And even before before I knew that I was creative, or before I had the language that could express who I am and what I'm called to do, what I was created to do, I've always been creative. And so, again, in the school of the scribe, that's why I call it the second half of my life, because not only did God reveal to me my scribal identity, but he also began to reveal to me my creative identity. And in the school of the scribe, he revealed to me that I was an apostle. And up until that time, I had been in ministry. I started preaching when I was 17. I grew up in the Baptist church, started ministry in the Baptist church. And so then at 26, I became a pastor, and I served as a pastor for 23 years before I left in 2016. So in 2012, when the Lord started giving me all of these revelations, and Apostle Teresa, would prophesy to me, and I was hearing God just so clearly. And one of the things that God did for me is he gave me a blueprint for the ministry that he was calling me to raise up. And the ministry that was birthed out of the School of the Scribe was Watchmen on Walls International Fellowship. And the Lord said, and I'll never forget this, even though Watchmen on Walls is beginning to phase into another identity, becoming a different kind of wineskin. But the Lord said that you will create a hub for creatives, because there's not a place in the church for creatives to flourish or to operate in. And many churches do not even recognize that creativity is my gift to the world. It's my gift to the church. And so Watchmen on Walls, actually, we started it in the fall of 2012, and that's what it was. It was a hub for creatives to gather on the phone, and we would fellowship and encourage each other. I would teach, and we would prophesy and pray. And everyone who was creative would share their gifts. And so we had poets, we had writers, we had scribes, we had prophetic writers. Then we just had writers, and we had actors and filmmakers, directors, graphic designers, fashion designers. I mean, we had a gamut. We had famous people, not so famous people would join us, and it was real fellowship, real koinonia on the phone. But one of the things the Lord began to teach me is that is that I first revealed myself as the creator, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. God said, I first revealed myself as a creator, and then when I made man, I created man in my image. So then God said to me that every human being is creative because they bear my image within them, whether they know it or not. And so I started to teach that, and we've got teachings, still have teachings on that. We're actually trying to finish a book this year that encapsulate a lot of the teachings we've done over the last 8 years related to creativity and creative awakening. But as I've been really doing meetings and traveling to different states and meeting people and being a mentor and a coach, our heart has always been toward the creative. And I still believe, and although, and this is also a part of the scribal anointing, because the scribal anointing breaks the yoke of religion off of the church. And when religion is broken off of us, then the church can rise up in its creative expression. Okay? And so what happened to the church, and this goes back, this actually goes back to maybe second, third century, or no, it goes back to the 15th century when Martin Luther came out of the Roman Catholic Church and started what is called historically the Protestant Reformation, although he never called it that. One of the mistakes that he made is he despised art. He despised the art in the church, and he wanted no parts of it. So then most of the church despised art and creativity. And so one of the things that has happened is when a person is creative in the church, and it's changing now, and I believe the scribal anointing has been kind of a vanguard in helping that to change, but still in a lot of traditional churches, denominational churches, when a person is creative, if their creativity doesn't fit in the program of that local church, then they're often despised or ignored or devalued, or some of them are just driven out, and some of them are encouraged to go to Hollywood or go to Broadway, and that's not wrong. Or either come to Atlanta. I live in Atlanta, which is an entertainment center now. It's sort of like the Hollywood of the East. But when a believer comes into the entertainment culture, and they don't have covenant relationships, and they don't have a community of believers that will encourage them to express their freedom and creativity, but also encourage them to live for the Lord, encourage them to use all of their giftings to advance His name, then what happens is a lot of creative persons, they get overtaken by the world. They begin to make bad choices that ultimately will ruin their lives. And so this is why God is, I believe, in this century, He's raising up ministries that will capture the heart of creatives and will capture His heart for creatives, yeah, and will be places of community for creatives to be and to express who they are in God. And to know that their gift, okay, because everybody's not called to preach, everybody is not a singer, everybody is not, you know, an administrator, but their gift is just as important as they are in the kingdom of God.
Yes. Ooh, that really, really ministered to me, Apostle, because so many people have been wounded in the church. And like you say, a lot of creatives, and they left. And many of them, their gifts were being stirred up. And so what do you do when you can't use your gifts? Where do you go? So to hear you say you want to provide a safe place, you know, I'm excited about that because it's needed on so many levels. And I believe that a lot of healing can place even now because a lot of people are interested in doing what God called them to do, at least the people that I have been speaking with, which is one of the reasons, you know, I wanted to provide this platform for you to share. And it's just on my heart for everyone that is listening. And if you have been wounded in or outside of the church, we just want to say we're sorry and that God still wants to use you. When Apostle was speaking, he mentioned that he had to forgive himself. And while I was praying and preparing for this interview, God mentioned forgiveness. So I just wanted to take a moment to speak to that. Maybe it's one or two, it really doesn't matter. But if you're listening to this broadcast and you've been condemning yourself or you feel like you're unworthy and the word curses from other people have killed your spirit, we want to pray for you. But we want to encourage you to forgive yourself for sitting on your gifts and be encouraged and know that God, you know, the potter in Jeremiah 18, he really wants to put you back together again. And Apostle, I'm so excited to hear you say that because I had to do the same thing. And I had to ask God to forgive me for not using the gifts the right way. Because when I really first started writing, I didn't realize that there was a prophetic anointing on my writing, yes, but at one point I was writing out of my hurt. And when he showed me that, you know, I had to repent and ask him to forgive me. And I said, well, Lord, as you start healing me, help me to write out of my healing. And it's a big difference. And some of those writings, you know, it helps people, yes, but we do need to heal. But writing is also therapeutic. And it helps you to grow in so many areas. So I just want to ask you to talk about how writing is therapeutic and it's also part of the scribal anointing as well, and why it's so important that we forgive ourselves and understand that God has forgiven us. Because I believe it's a whole, like you say, Apostle Teresa is raising up this scribal nation. I believe there's a whole nation, tribes that are rising up right now. And it's awesome. And I'm just glad to be a part of this process. I'm truly, truly excited. And again, if you are listening and you have a question or a comment, or you just want to encourage the man of God, please press 1 and we will get you on the mic. And we do have caller with the last number ending with 5126. One moment while I bring you on the air. Welcome to Eloquently Speaking Open Mic. You can present your question to Apostle Bolton. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me this opportunity. And it's really just to grace the call with several comments and encouragement for Apostle Bolton. My name is Evelyn Mauricio of Yorktown Heights, New York. I, like Apostle Bolton, had the life-changing experience and opportunity 2011 to also attend one of Apostle Teresa Harvard Johnson's conferences. I remember clearly it was in the fall, October October 2011, and life changing. We're in 2020. I still am very much connected to Apostle Teresa Harvard Johnson's ministry. I have taken several of her courses. I have, just like Apostle Bolton, my life has never been the same. I do not have enough words to express my goodness gracious, the joy, the privilege, the honor of being under Teresa Harvard Johnson's tutelage and being under and the tutelage of Apostle Bernard Bolton as well. I've also been connected with his ministry for the last couple of years. I can't remember. It's been a while, and I have also been under Apostle Bolton's tutelage, various courses. I have purchased his books, and my life has never been the same, very much impacted. But I also know, with these two magnificent jewels in the body of Christ, that I, and thank you so much for sharing, I even wrote it down. I said, forgive yourself. But look what I wrote down. I said, forgive yourself for not being obedient, right? I hereby declare publicly, God has been after me to write books, and I have been disobedient. And I also am a scribe in his kingdom. And thank you, sister, for allowing the platform to come forth in transparency, you know, because, yeah, I hereby apologize to the Lord. And I'm so sorry. My heart, like, I apologize to the Lord, and I now have to forgive myself. And so it's step number one. Step number one for me, and step number two is to definitely sign up on how to write a book, because I know that God has given me a book as of last year, and I haven't touched it, and that's purely disobedience. So thank you for this platform of being able to share my heart. Thank you for listening and having Apostle Bolton and because he and Apostle Teresa, truly, truly jewels in the kingdom. And I'll leave you with one last thing. Also, look into chamberofthescribe.com, another one of Apostle Teresa's links. Just astounding. And that's all I'm going to say. Just, it'll be definitely be worth your while. So thank you, sister, for a beautiful platform. Thank you, Apostle Bolton. I'll be touching base with you soon. Thank you.
And Don't go yet. Also, I want to give you a chance. Respond to her, and then I want to say something to her too. But go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
No, I just wanted to say thank you. I've known Evelyn for some years, and she's an incredible worshiper, and I know that the scribal gifts, she walks in them. Now, when you talk about administrative, you talk about an administrative scribe, Evelyn, she walks heavily in that function. And so I'm looking forward to hearing from you, Evelyn. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Yes. Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us and for sharing. I was like holding back tears as you was talking, because my spirit just connected with you. And thank you for being so bold and so courageous. Thank you for being an example to somebody else, because you spoke it out of your mouth. and somebody else heard you, and somebody else is going to follow pursuit. But you just caused the atmosphere to shift, because as you were speaking, God was just breaking and tearing down strongholds, all because you said, I'm sorry to God. But your testimony is causing someone else to experience a breakthrough. So God bless you.
Thank you, sister. Wow. I had no idea. I love you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's why it's important that we testify and share, you know, how we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. But everybody can't do what you just did. I do it all of the time because it's our private pain that, you know, is for public profit. So thank you. And stay with us. Now, do you want to stay on the panel with us, or you just want to hang in the background?
I that's extremely humbling, and that would be quite the privilege, number one, to stay on both. You tell me what you would prefer. I am so flexible. I'm easy peasy.
Well, I feel led to just keep you on the panel. So let's keep you on the panel. And Apostle Bolton, we're going to come back to you. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you. And we praise you for what you are doing. And we commit the rest of this broadcast to you and just ask that you would have your way. Now, Apostle Bolton, whichever way God leads you right now, I'm going to turn the mic back over to you. And then we'll get into some other questions.
I'm really not feeling led to minister.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Let me be quiet. Go ahead.
Yeah, really the unction on me is just to continue the conversation that we're having.
Right,
so,
and that's what I meant.
I just need you to lead me to.
Okay, so let me lead you to my next. I was writing down some things while you were talking, and I'm going to be placing some of those notes on the board for those that are listening through the internet. So one of the questions that got a lot of attention, I shared your post about why do you want to write a book? And a lot of people did, they liked it, but they didn't ask a whole lot of questions. But privately, people was like, oh, Stacy, I want to write a book, but I don't know what to do. So you wrote down five or six reasons why a person should write their book. So I would like for you to elaborate on that and then connect it with your mentoring program.
Okay. Well, I can say, and I need to pull that article up because I don't memorize what I write, and so I will have to. I know exactly what you're speaking about. It was one of the articles I wrote this week on my mailing list, but mentoring and coaching is two different functions. Coaching is more of my business, and so I carry a certain there's a certain expectation that I have. The person that I'm working with, you know, they have a certain expectation, and so I'm really there to encourage them and walk them through the process of writing a book.
Okay.
And so once that is completed, then my job as coach is complete. So coaching is more it's more temporary. But mentoring, which is which has always been in my heart, and this is really one of the ways that I knew that I was called to be an apostle, because even when I was pastoring, and I was a pastor because that was all that was available to me in the Baptist church. You could either be a, you either had to be a preacher or a pastor, and so there wasn't, you know, the other gifts wasn't even recognized or mentioned. The gift of apostle, prophet. A lot of pastors started calling themselves teachers, and I actually for a number of years I called myself pastor teacher. But to have a new covenant understanding of what a teacher is really you have to gain an understanding of teacher through the office of the scribe. So I believe that. But mentoring is more about helping form the character of the mentee, of the one that you are mentoring. Now, mentoring can be similar to coaching. It can be short term. It can be. But for me, mentoring is more of a impartation and a pouring out. Okay, one of the terms that we use in the School of the Scribe is the term immersion. And
yeah.
what we mean by that is being so overtaken by the reality of Christ until you lose yourself, your identity, and you become Him. You become Him. You become Jesus Christ. It's not just transformation. Is actually becoming fully the person of Jesus Christ. And I believe that that is achieved through mentoring. So mentoring is more spiritual, more apostolic, because the apostle, as you know, as a father and mother, and I'm trying to get out of using those traditional terms. My apostle doesn't, as a matter of fact, she doesn't. I called her my mother for years, and she's younger than me. But we're trying to move away from traditional language as we're coming into new understanding. And when you move in new understanding, then your verbiage has to change, your words, your language has to change as well. But being a mentor, being an apostle, being a mentor is actually imparting into the mentee until they become fully who they are in Christ. So now I love being a coach, and I love being in the business of coaching, and I believe that I can do both. But when I'm mentoring, okay, there's more of an the basis is more on impartation. When I'm coaching, the emphasis is more on helping the person win, helping the person achieve their goal, helping them reach the zenith of their accomplishments. And so for a long time, I wouldn't call myself a coach. I wasn't like most pastors, preachers, apostles, prophets, they don't, you know, I've had apostles tell me they don't like the word coach, and so I was the same way. And I'll never forget this. It was 2017, and I was getting ready to do my first boot camp. It was going to be a 90-day, camp, boot camp. And I heard the Lord say, "You are a coach, and I want you to embrace the name. I want you to embrace the identity." And then the Lord told me to go look up the word coach. and so I went to the dictionary, and I looked up the word coach, and a coach is a trainer of champions. A coach trains champions. And when I read that, it was like the light came on, heaven came down. I saw in a new light, and that's what I do. I train champions. I train people to win. And,
wow.
And so once I had an understanding of what a coach is, and, you know, I had a shift in my mindset, I could be an apostle, because as an apostle, I'm called to the church. As a coach, I'm called to the marketplace. Even though
mm-hmm.
most of the majority of the people that I coach are Christians, but there's a different expectation in coaching than in mentoring. And so I embrace both. As an apostle, as a mentor, I am sent to raise up sons, to impart the word of God, and to give identity to sons. As a coach, I train champions. I train winners. I help people to win. And so book coaching, being a writing coach, is someone have a dream. They have a desire. Some even have a call. It's nothing wrong with having a desire, because desires come from God. Some have a call to write. I know I'm called to write. And that's part of my scribal. That's part of my scribal gift as an apostolic scribe and a scribal apostle. But then others, it's a dream, and God gives us dreams. And so most people just need a coach. They need someone to train them, especially for that. You know, maybe that first book. There may be more books in you. But if you can just get that first book done, then it will unlock the process, and it will, it'll cause you to begin to move forward in that. So that's what I do as a writing coach, as opposed to being a mentor. I don't attribute mentoring to writing again, because when I mentor people, I'm actually imparting into them so that they will walk in the character of Christ and be transformed and renewed as Christ and walk out their identity as sons.
Thank you for sharing that. And I want to take a moment.
His website. And it's
gotten real quiet. Are you still there, Stacey?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I was giving the audience your website information, so I'll do it over again.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are
okay.
listening, you can reach Apostle Bernard Bolton, and that's Bolton for his last name. But his website is creativeawakenings.us. And I would like for you to visit his website and take a look at all of the courses that he offers. And one of the questions that you will see is this your time to write your book? And if you are listening to this broadcast, it is your time to write your book. Have you been dreaming to write a book for a very long time? Apostle Bolton says, writing a book is a deep desire that has lived in his heart for a very long time. And I'm sharing the words that he wrote because when I read what was on his website, I was reading words that was in my heart. And I believe that there's a lot of writers out there that you need a coach to help you birth your book. And the purpose of this interview is to get this information to you. So Apostle Bolton, I would like for you to provide your contact information besides your website where people can reach you. And I would also like for you to share some of your written publications so that people can also purchase your book.
Well, that is my that's my primary contact, my website.
Okay.
And they can They can also, and actually I have a contact box on that page where I describe the book writing coaching. And so you can fill out the box, and I'll get your information. Or you can go to Facebook, and I have a timeline, as well as two pages. I actually have two pages for the ministry and the business. I do have a telephone number that I only use for answering service. So that's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
But you will not be able to. You won't be able to get me directly, but if you just give me your information, I'll respond to it and try to set up especially if you're looking for me as a coach, I'll set up a session with you. It's no cost, no obligation, and we meet, we talk to one another. I usually do those sessions through Zoom. And so it's a video conference, and we just, talk, and you share with me what you want to do, and then I share with you the program and some of my expectations.
Okay.
I've actually written 15 books, and I think I have about 10 of them on Amazon. They're all ebooks, and we're in the midst of, hopefully by the end of the year, we're going to reconvert them back to paperback. About 5 years ago, the book market was changing, and so we had all of our books converted from paperback to ebook. So now we are taking them back to paperback, but we do have the majority of our books are on Amazon. We also have several copies on Smashword.com. That's another book retail site. If you want any of our coaching courses, we have those courses. You can purchase them on our website, creativeawakening.us. And when I get the notification of your purchase, I will send you the course. And usually the course, depending on what course you purchase, the courses have they have an ebook, or they may have several ebooks, and they also have a video session. So last month, we just came out of our school of prophetic dream and vision interpretation. It was the best school that we've done. And the Lord visited, and we had a record number of students in attendance. And so you can purchase that course. There's three ebooks and three video sessions. And so we make that available on our website as well. But our first book, which we released in 2009, so it'll be 11 years this coming December, was actually a novel, even though we don't use the word novel in the Scribal Nation, we use kingdom words. So the world calls them novels, we call them parables. And so my very first book was a novel, because really my heart is for creative writings. Unfortunately, that's the only parable that I've ever published. Now I've done an anthology. I've done a short story in an anthology that was released in 2010. But most of my books are instructional and inspirational. Some of them are biographical. There's some of them talk about my life and some of the experiences that I've gone through. But my very first book was a novel titled "Do You Want to Be Made Whole?" We're hoping one of our dreams has been to convert that book into a play and a movie. And so we're hopeful that that's going to happen in the next few years here in Atlanta. Our second book is titled Divine Favor. Divine Favor. God acts for you when your enemies act against you. And in that book, again, that book is inspirational. We talk about favor, but we talk about favor when it is given to a person who has been abused, who has been mistreated. One of the characters in our book is Leah. We look at Leah, who was the wife of Jacob, but was never loved by him. She was used by him. She gave him five sons, but he never loved her. And that was the reason why God opened her womb. And she birthed the first five sons that would become the tribes of Israel. So we look at favor in the revelation that God gave us for favor is that when we are mistreated, when we are devalued and rejected, then we actually become candidates for favor. Because God, in his mercy, will give to us favor, which is a status or a promotion. It is a status of acceptance, and God uses those who have been rejected. And so we look at biblical characters, and we also use experiences and encounters from my own life to talk about when I've been mistreated and when I've been devalued and I go through all of that, and the Lord then gave me favor as a result. And so we've had several books. The last book we wrote, and we've written other books, but we've not published a lot of our books. One of the things that changed for us when we left the pastorate, we lost a lot of the income, okay, that I had as a pastor. And so it's been a real challenge for us to get our books published. So I actually have about, right now I've got maybe four or five books that's written that have not been published. But that's getting ready to change, because there has been a turnaround. The Lord has brought many turnarounds in our life. But the last book we wrote was published in 2016, and it's titled Why I Left the Traditional Denominational Church. And I talk about my exodus out of traditional church, out of religion, and we talk about some of the challenges, some of the challenges in traditional church that is keeping the church from operating as a new wineskin that the Lord is calling for. So we're anticipating right now. I'm writing a dream dictionary, where we're actually taking some of the dreams that we've interpreted, and we're putting it in a dictionary, and we're also giving the interpretation of each dream. So we anticipate having probably 25 books published by the end of 2021.
Well, congratulations.
And
I will keep all of that in prayer. And I'm also going to stay focused on while we're here, because some of these topics really, speak volumes to me. And I'm going to make sure that I make that information available on the radio page. Again, if you are listening and you have a question for Apostle Bolton, please press 1, and we will let you grace the mic and present your question or comment. At this time, I want to provide some information to you, and these are the words of Apostle Bolton, and I'm just changing it a little bit. What is your reason to write a book? And are you struggling to write your book, or are you struggling to finish your book? And the reason I'm presenting these questions, Apostle Bolton has a 21-day coach for those of you that would like to write a book. Coach Bernard can help you. He has created a system that will cause you to write a book in 21 days. And with this system, and he will help you to develop a plan to promote your book to the right audience. So with Coach Bernard as your book writing coach, he will help you to do a couple of things. And number one is to break through to complete your book. Number two, he will help you to stir up your creative gifts as a writer or a scribe. He will help make your dream of writing a book a priority and a reality in your life. And my two cents is, are you willing to pay the price? Because there's, if you're interested in writing your book and taking this program, there is going to be a higher level of accountability and responsibility, and it's going to take dedication and obedience. And if you're like me and Evelyn and I, where we told God we're sorry, and because we were disobedient, we realize it's not about us. He will help you to have fun as you write your book and get spiritual support and prophetic insight. So I don't know about you, but that's a. I want to ask Evelyn, because I know you're interested in writing your book too. How do you feel about his coaching program? And you can also ask any questions you have for him based on what, you know, the last segment when he was speaking.
To tell you the bare bones truth. That's the reason I haven't signed up yet, is because it's exactly what you said, Sister Stacy. It's dedication, accountability. It's serious because, you know, it's almost like being under God's tutelage. And when you have a mandate to write a book, It's I take that very, very seriously. And so I haven't signed up yet because I know, A, it's going to cost me. Of course, it's going to cost time, energy, focus, dedication, research, and especially you got to be under the Lord's pen. When you are, because remember, as you know, and Apostle Bolton, you know this for a fact, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Once Holy Spirit takes over, it's a very grave responsibility to write what Father says. And because I know that, that's the reason why I've been disobedient all these years, because I deliberately chose to not buckle down, sit down with Holy Ghost and write like I know I'm supposed to and I can. So, yes, and it's interesting because I know for a fact that Father is asking me, actually telling me, and he's been so sweet. He wants this done before the end of 2020 because he already clearly spoke to me a year ago, May of 2019. And here we are, October 2020. And it's important to stay on Father's timeline because personally, I will tell you, I am really done with Evelyn. I am done with my own disobedience. And I just, you know, you reap what you sow. And I hereby declare that if I continue to sow disobedience, I am going to reap the reward of disobedience, and I'm not going to do that. I'm tired. So thank you again, Sister Stacy, for allowing me to speak. And yes, I will be signing up very soon with Apostle Bolton for sure.
Well,
it's got to get done.
And
yes,
I will
amen.
Keep you in prayer as well.
Please. Yes. Amen.
You know, having you here is good so other people can hear. One, your experience with Apostle Bolton, and then also your desire to write your book. So now I want to share some of the comments and kind words from people that have attended Coach Bernard's 21-day coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard Bolton truly exceeded my expectations by far. I am now a published author because of his book writing program. He helped me make my dream of writing my first book a reality. And the second recommendation is my journey with Coach Bernard began as I took his online group session, How to Write a 21 Days. During the session, he offered tips and strategies detailing ways to accomplish your very own masterpiece in the allotted time. Towards the end of the course, I distinctly recalled him offering his service as a book coach. I immediately contacted him and hired him as I set out on my quest. So why am I sharing all of these wonderful testimonies? One, I want to let you know that the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, we endorse Coach Bernard. We endorse Apostle Bernard Bolton. He is a true man of God that is sharing the gospel in a very creative way. He is a businessman. He has a coach program. He also has a publishing company. And I want to encourage you to reach out to Apostle Bolton, and he can be reached at creativeawakenings.us. Again, he can be reached at creativeawakenings.us. Once you reach his page, there is a form, and all you have to do is fill out your name and your contact information, and he will respond to you and set up a consultation and discuss how he can help make your dream come true. Now, in addition to his coaching program, he also has a course for dreams and visions, dreams and visions interpretation. God is speaking. Now what? So he has the School of Prophetic Dreams and Vision Interpretations as well. So he has a lot of courses available that you could purchase online. Once you purchase them, you'll receive all of your information, and he will be there to assist you with any questions you may have. I want to thank you for taking this time to join us today. Our guest is Apostle Bernard Bolton, and we're going to continue with the interview. We have a few more things that I want to present to you. And I pulled up the article that you wrote, Do You Want to Write a Book? And you said, if writing a book was on your list of things to accomplish before 2020 ends, you can do it. I want to share 6 reasons why you should write a book before the end of the year and how I can help you make that happen. So one, 6 points that you shared that stood out to me, and that's number 3. And Apostle, you said you will change someone's life. The second book I wrote and published was a very personal, transparent, was a very personal and transparent story about my life. It was very hard to write because basically I'm a private person. But the Lord led me to write that book and share personal struggles in my life. There was an author who read it. She was in a very bad place in her writing career, and my story helped her change her perspective and not give up. Today, she is very successful and is featured on a national news broadcast around the country. So I personally reached out to you for many reasons, but I want to tell you right now that when I read that one, that point, that was one of the reasons I wanted to reach out to you, because I want to change someone's life. And I didn't even realize, like, because, like I said earlier, my private paying for public profit. And we help others when we share our anointed stories. So somebody is listening, and you have an anointed story. God brought you through some things, and you may still be going through something. In Psalms 23, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And sometimes we tend to get stuck in the valley, but we do come out. I could use many examples in the Word of God, but what is your story? How will you get your story out? Well, maybe you just tuned in to this part of the interview, and I want to let Apostle Bolton, Coach Bernard, let you know how you can share your anointed story to change somebody's life and glorify God in the process. Apostle?
Yeah, that's, I think one of the reasons why, and I'm trying to get clear on what I want to say, there's so much, but you know, the because when I was saying here in this third point, which is actually the book I mentioned, Divine Favor. God will act for you when your enemies act against you. And so as I was talking about that author who read my book, she purchased it. She was probably one of the first persons to purchase it after it was released. And she had been, I mean, she had been treated horribly by her publisher. And she read the book, and it wasn't even the entire story. It might have been a paragraph or even a sentence in the book that Holy Spirit used to speak to her. And so it gave her hope. And that's really, you know, the testimony in Revelation 12 that says we overcome by the word of our testimony. And so many of you have been given, you have gone through life, you have overcome, okay, a lot of bad things in your life. We've all had bad things to happen, whether it was the devil or whether it was human beings. Sometimes human beings can be worse than the devil. Or it may have come about from making a poor choice. But when you have overcome, because Jesus Christ, he came to overcome sin, death, and the grave. And so in him, we also can overcome sin, death, and the grave. And when you write that testimony in a book, it becomes, not only does it become a, not only does it record your overcoming, but then it encourages someone else to overcome. So that's one of the reasons why I believe, you know, prophetic writing and writing can can really change a person's life. And really, you know, 2 Corinthians 5 says we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, and reconciliation is bringing people back to God, bringing people back to a right relationship with God, and your testimony can be a tool for reconciliation to take impact in a person's life. So I believe that. Then of the other reasons we give, if you are a person of influence, but the Lord has given you he's given you either a book of expertise, or he's given you a book of instruction. He's given you instruction, and that book then increases your influence. Now, that might sound sort of humanistic, but Jesus did say that we was the salt of the earth. And one of the purposes of salt is salt, in Jesus' time, salt was used to fertilize the land. And so as salt, we take our influence to fertilize the land, to enrich the land, not increase, but enrich the land and make it more productive. And so there's a lot of reasons why we should want to write a book. If it's a call, like I said, whether it's a call, a desire, or a dream, I believe God can use all of them in order to stir us, okay? And when you are a prophetic writer, you write by the stirring of the Holy Spirit. And I'm a prophetic writer, that's why I write all the time, because there's as a prophetic writer, the prophetic function, it moves differently. It doesn't move the same in every one, but I think maybe 12 years ago, a prophet prophesied over me that the Lord was opening a fountain within me, and that I would never be without written words. I would never be without a word to write. And my writing style changed at that word. And from that day on, I've never been, I can literally write for hours, but I always, the Lord is always, because the fountain is within me and the words are always pouring out of me. So that's all I have to say, Stacey. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And I just want to add on to that when we share our testimonies, we simply passing on the baton. Like when the racers, they run in that race and they pass that baton, and it's like, here, take this to the finish line. We just helping somebody else finish their race. We're encouraging another person. So thank you so much for sharing that. Now, is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience tonight?
No, I'm all out.
Okay.
I've enjoyed this time with you, though, but, yeah, I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Well, I just want to provide. And Coach Apostle Bernard Bolton can be reached at creativeawakenings.us. We pray that you have been blessed by this interview tonight. Please take the time to visit his website and all of the information that we shared with you earlier in regards to the Scribal Anointing. And that website is thescribalanointing.com with Apostle Teresa Harvard Johnson, that came highly recommended by our guest tonight. So I want to thank you, Apostle Bolton, for taking the time to spend with me tonight to share about your coaching program. It was nice to meet you, Evelyn. God bless you. And I look forward.
God bless you.
you, Bolton. God bless you, and God bless you, Evelyn. Everyone have a wonderful night.
Amen. Bless you, Stacy. Thank you. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you again.
Amen.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.